Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is just about 6:04 on Monday morning. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. I wanted to mention that the Rockers Ball, doitfortheLove.org, is happening this Friday at 6:30 at the Fairmont in San Francisco. And Yuzi's going, I'm going, Hooman's going. It's going to be quite the evening. Michael Franti and Spearhead are playing. And Vintage Trouble, who I'm pretty sure...
You're going?
I'm
going
to go, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like so much fun, and these guys were saying they were going last week. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
You're going?
Yeah, I'm
going
to
go.
And it's the kickoff to our Thanksgiving holiday. So.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you know, Hooman's birthday party's the next night. I mean, who doesn't want to do something every night?
Good for you.
Yeah. It's going to be great. So this is on February, sorry, it's not. It's at the Fairmont on November 19th. It's this Friday night, and you can go to doitfortheLove.org or go to RadioAlice.com. For all the info on that. A night of hope, healing, and music to raise funds to help children with severe challenges, individuals with life-threatening illnesses, and wounded veterans experience the joy of live music. They've been doing this for a few years now, and it's a pretty cool thing. They figure out, you know, it's almost like, you know, Make-A-Wish will give you sort of they put it together, like whatever your last thing is. These guys do, you know, say you love Jimmy Page. They contact Jimmy Page. They figure out where he's playing. They put it all together, fly you there. They figure the whole thing out. It's really kind of a neat charity.
And it's often for people who it's going to be their last concert.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So there you go. The Rockers Ball is this Friday.
Thanksgiving's next week.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow, I got a lot of stuff to get ready for.
Things to do.
Wow. Cold splash of water. Good morning.
Oh, you'll be fine. You're all moved into your new house, so that's in the past. Right. Now you just worry about this.
Is Sandy coming to your house?
We haven't. I don't know what's happening yet.
Oh, I thought you were going down there.
What's happening?
It's coming too fast.
Here I am, completely caught. I don't know what's happening yet. I guess I'll deal with that later today.
Do you think you'll drive down there if you go down?
I don't know. I think that's a possibility. Yeah. I mean, traffic, though, Thanksgiving is not good. Yeah.
Well, with your hours, you could leave at 3 in the morning. Be fine.
I could.
Yeah, you drive, everybody else sleeps.
Okay.
How long of a drive is it?
I don't know. What is that, 6 hours, 8 hours?
Probably.
Yeah, well, depending on traffic.
Right.
Your mom posted a picture on Facebook this weekend of her.
Oh, of her and my dad.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's my dad. Are they by an airplane?
Yes.
They're by a plane, some jet.
Yeah.
Which my dad was a mechanic. Well, he was in the Marines, so he would have been.
Oh, they were really young.
Veterans Day.
19 or 20.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So
really
when
nice.
the picture, it's so funny. My mom, who's to me, she's my mom, right? Mm-hmm. But there are pictures of her on my dad's GTO. All sexy, you know? Like when they moved to California, because they split New York together.
Right.
When he joined the Marines and got stationed in El Toro.
Mm.
But there are pictures of her by a palm tree sitting on the hood of his red GTO, which is the dream muscle car for any kind of mechanic guy. And I'm just like, oh, Dad, come on.
His girl in his car.
That's his calendar girl, I guess.
Oh.
But, you know, that's my mom. Could you calm down a little bit? But, yeah, that's... That's them when they were young.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
All right, time for Celebrity Trash, brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Thanks, that makes me feel good. We'll start with sexual harassment. Louis C.K.
Yeah.
This may be the way to handle it. I mean... while it's still awful and it's not like you can forgive people for things that they've done, at least he recognizes that it happened and he's not like, oh, I'll just go to treatment or that didn't happen. He says that the sexual harassment allegations against him are true. He released a statement that says, in part, at the time, I said to myself what I did was okay because I never showed a woman my man area without asking first, which is also true. But what I learned later in life, too late, is that when you have power over another person, asking them to look at your junk isn't a question. It's a predicament for them. The power I had over these women is that they admired me, and I wielded that power irresponsibly. He said, there's nothing about this that I forgive myself for, and I have to reconcile it with who I am, which is nothing compared to the task I left the victims with. You know, he has a grasp of what he's done.
Well, people pick that letter apart big time, though.
Yeah.
For sure.
Of course.
It's a lot worse than a predicament.
Uh-huh. It is.
You know, a predicament is
a choice between pistachio and chocolate.
I was just going to say the yellow jelly belly or the red jelly belly.
Which this
what
is
flavor
quite a predicament.
Was that one? I mean, that's a predicament.
Right. You put them in an assault situation.
Well, and look, I always try to put myself in these situations, but I'm a man. I can't. It doesn't work. But I would say to myself, I'm very career driven. If some person had said, hey, can I do this? I would probably think in my head, if it's going to get me in, sure. Which is that's so man to think, like, well, that's not going to hurt me if you're going to do yourself right there in front of me and it's going to be okay. But I can't even go there is my point. Because I would have said, sure, Louis, go ahead. If that's going to, you know, gain me favor.
His new movie, I Love You, Daddy, has officially been dropped by its distributor. It was supposed to come out this Friday. I think all these allegations came out maybe late last week. And that was, late the week before last. I don't know. He had a premiere he was supposed to do and didn't go to that.
Oh, so it must have been, I think that premiere was Thursday night. And maybe this came out Tuesday or Wednesday last week.
Of just last week?
I believe so.
Oh, Jesus.
It caught quick
fire.
I didn't want to say that word, you know, the North Bay. It's
yes.
I keep catching myself saying something that might be
right
insensitive. You know,
well, there's someone who's not in their house right now.
Yes. Right.
Crunch. Anyway, I saw another article about someone who saw the movie and said, in light of everything that we know now about him, all the jokes missed. It definitely affected the enjoyment of the movie. Because of what we know now.
Right.
And I just thought, oh boy.
FX has removed Louis as a producer on 4 shows. Better Things, Baskets, One Mississippi, and The Cops. Apparently, they haven't made a decision on his own show, Louis, yet.
Yeah, they have.
Oh, uh-huh. I thought they did.
Oh, did you see something?
They
dropped him, yeah.
There's not going to be any more support for that.
HBO's removed his comedy specials and his 06 series Lucky Louie from its on-demand service. Netflix scrapped the second of the 2 stand-up specials he was supposed to do for them. He's also been cut from the animated sequel The Secret Life of Pets 2, and he played the main character, the dog, Max.
Louie was Max?
Yeah, apparently so. That's what they're saying here. He played the lead character, the dog named Max. Oh, so you saw The Secret Life of Pets? Oh,
about 40 times.
Oh.
I liked it.
Sure.
Did your kid get scared with the snake biting scene?
There's a couple scenes that are a little intense. Yeah, I mean, I think that weirdly right now she's on Leap in a way that I just... Leap is it's a ballet cartoon.
Yeah.
And she's totally into it.
The ending's weak. They ran out of money, clearly.
Well, but there's not a lot of scary going on there. That's...
Well, what about that old lady chasing that kid around with a mallet? Remember that?
It's a little gnarly, yeah, but
I was like, in the theater, I'm surrounded by kids and I shout, a mallet? Really? A mallet?
I didn't think that was
it slams his
anywhere
drawer.
Near as scary as some of the other stuff that happens in these cartoons.
Right. She's a little old lady.
FX dropped him from 4 of his shows.
Yeah.
Right. What about Louis, though? That's not...
I don't see that on the list.
They're not going to be able to do it. They
no,
just won't.
Oh, absolutely. Apologize or not. Yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, I feel like it. Look, I think he'll still be blackballed like everyone else is getting.
Well,
but at
time,
least he's
there's a possibility these cats can work again. But the, you know, there's no way right now.
No. Saturday Night Live over the weekend. While she didn't. Oh, by the way, so Saturday Night Live was Tiffany Haddish was the host, and last week we were like, who's that? She's awesome.
I have it ready if you're ready for it.
Yeah, let's come in here and let's do this. So she is, first of all, she totally broke ground. She's the first black female stand-up comedian to ever host the show. I couldn't think of one other.
Wanda Sykes has never hosted.
Has apparently never hosted. Huh. Look it up and see. They're saying she's breaking, you know, breaking records. So, and she was in that movie Girls Trip.
That's what people were texting in when we were talking
that
about.
That was her, that was sort of her breakout role.
Uh-huh.
And she was awesome.
Mm. On Saturday Night Live.
She was great.
Like, or have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't seen the, okay. I haven't seen the movie. But she came out and just like, it was like an okay open, you know, they did something with, it was like Pence talking, I can't even remember, who cares, it was just some dumb open. And then she, then they run the intro and the host comes out. And she just start to finish was huge, like on fire, and I didn't, you know, I did not know anything about Tiffany Haddish, and she, I was like, oh, she must be a stand-up comedian because she's doing a comedy routine right now, and as it turns out, that's, you know, she's an actress now too, but that is what she does.
All right, so for this to make sense, Vinny, she references this white dress, so just remember this white dress as you're listening to her comedy.
Okay.
The white dress.
White dress, big slit up the
so
side.
So before you start it up, I want to put it in context with what we're talking about with Louis C.K. here. They say that she makes a reference to someone keeping their junk in their pants. That is supposedly a reference to him.
Okay.
But she doesn't name him by name.
Here we go.
All right. Oh, Haddish. All right.
Hi.
Thang, thang. And you do see it later.
Do you?
You don't know.
Oh, you didn't do the part about when she croaks?
No, I. That was 2 minutes.
It's so funny. She goes, "Yeah, I know that was a lot." But she goes, "Like, if I ever die, I'm gonna try real hard, but I'm gonna try not to die. But if I ever do,
and I weigh 400 pounds, and I'm in that casket, right. Guess what's gonna be on top of me in that casket?
His dress." she actually walked on in the middle of Weekend Update too. She just sort of walked by in the background in the dress.
Good for her.
Yeah, she was excellent.
That's a pretty good bit.
It was good. You know, the rest of the show is hit or miss. I think the best bit that she did besides this was, you know how in video games, like when you're choosing your avatar, like who you're going to be, if it's like a fight scene or whatever, like the thing is standing there and it's kind of like breathing and,
sure.
and going like this. Well, they were showing them picking all the different things, and hers was like, I don't know, Boo Boo McKenzie or something. And she's all waving back and forth. It's like her skills. She had no skills or nothing. The guy like throws a punch and goes, oh, you're gonna hit me, I'm out of here. She walks off the video game. It was pretty funny. I guess you had to see it. Did you grab the Weekend Update sexual harassment stuff?
Sorry, I was listening to something for the future. What'd you say?
I'm glad you're looking ahead. Did you grab the Weekend Update sexual harassment stuff?
I didn't.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
That's completely
Is it okay?
fine. Absolutely. More sexual harassment stuff.
All right.
Gal Gadot, Gadot. I
think it's Gadot.
Yeah, you say the T.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Gal Gadot.
Oh, okay.
Wonder Woman.
She's excellent in that movie.
I completely agree. I thought I couldn't take my eyes off her. I can't wait for the. I guess I can wait, but you know, I'll look forward to seeing her as Wonder Woman in the future. What is the movie that's coming out pretty soon? Where it's
Justice League.
Oh, is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Ratner was a producer on Wonder Woman,
mm.
alleged sexual harasser, and that is not cool with Gal Gadot. A source says she refuses to do the sequel if he's involved, and she's asking Warner Brothers to cut all ties with him. She knows the best way, this is some source says, She knows the best way to hit people like Brett Ratner is in the wallet. She also knows that Warner Brothers has to side with her on this issue as it develops.
So, well, how are they going to recast it? Yeah. Then they're actually siding with the guy who's been up to this nonsense, and they've got to put a new character in place.
She's
taken her awesome. Power and just crushed him.
Yep.
Good for her.
I agree. I think it's great. So she is...
You're only in that position in life, like, very few times.
If you ever are.
Right.
She's in a position where she can actually say this, and they have to go with it. Let me see if there's any other... info. And they say the movie has grossed, the original one has grossed more than $400 million. His company is going to take a healthy share of the profits from the first movie. Gal Gadot says she won't sign unless Warner Brothers buys him out of his financing deal and gets rid of him.
Good for her. You know what? That's part of the problem with all of these stories is none of these people were in power to do anything mm-hmm. about what was happening to them.
Right.
And she is.
And she is. And she's doing it. On a related note, Ellen Page is saying of Brett Ratner that he was a homophobic a-hole when she worked with him on X-Men The Last Stand. Another woman is saying he pleasured himself in front of her. So, and isn't he the one, Natasha Henstridge and...
Yes, and he's also the
Olivia
one...
Olivia Munn.
I was racking my brain, but he's the guy who got thrown off the Academy Awards as the director because he had said practices for gay epithet.
Right. That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. The House of Cards writers are trying to still have a sixth season. You know, everybody that works on that show is like, oh, crap, this is what I was going to be doing.
Sure.
This is my job. And I would love to have that continue. They're saying that it's possible a final season will happen. Obviously, it'll have to happen without Kevin. And so that leaves the writers with the task of retooling a season they've been working on for 8 months already. Word is that the cast and crew is going to find out the future of the show by Thanksgiving. So in the next couple weeks here, they'll let them know. Yay or nay, find another job or you've got employment for a while. It'll be a strange thing for them to have to... I mean, I guess the character can have died. And then, you know, how everything shakes out in the aftermath. But even to leave that show on, like a lot of these people who've been accused, like everything that they've ever been in is now like, you know, is the Cosby Show still on, still air?
It is.
Yeah,
is
there's
it
all, really? Oh, yeah. All the time.
Every
all the time.
Where are you seeing that?
I don't see it as a person who's watching the show. I see it on the guide.
Oh.
I see it
bouncing through.
It's either BET surprised. Or Channel 1, one of the sort of urban channels. Uh-huh. And I used to stay and watch it for a little bit, and then now I just... couldn't get fast enough.
Well, because you know who
it.
He is. I'm surprised that those are still airing. Mm-hmm. Anthony Edwards, of ER fame, he's accused a producer named Gary Goddard of molesting him and raping his friend when they were kids. Goddard is denying that. I'm sure you'll be hearing more about that. And George Takei was the big story over the weekend. A man came forward to accuse him of trying to take advantage of him when he was passed out back in 1981. I guess George was friends with this guy and this guy's boyfriend, and they would hang around together quite a bit. And then when he and the boyfriend, the accuser and the boyfriend broke up, he turned to George, or this is his story anyway, he turned to George, and he says that George, he feels that George drugged him, gave him two drinks, and... when he passed out, he sort of woke up to George trying to pull his stuff off of him.
I didn't hear the drugged.
Well, you know, thing. They said the thing I read was I was on my second martini and started to feel really bad and like, oh, I'm going to have to lay down. And George said, right over here. And I guess that, so George is denying this, but there's audio from the Howard Stern show from last month. Of George admitting he may have groped men as a way of persuading them if they were, quote, kind of skittish or maybe afraid to have sex.
Like, is he saying trying to get someone who's not gay to do it?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Because I've heard, I don't want to stereotype or, but I've definitely heard more than one lesbian woman say, the ideal is to turn a straight woman or to get a straight woman.
Well, I know one particular lesbian who says that.
And I've heard it.
But I've heard,
elsewhere.
From other lesbians that that's not. But you're right. I mean, I've definitely heard that.
So is that what he's referencing?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know what the context of it is. The Charlie Sheen allegations about Corey Haim, which you may have heard last week. Former actor Dominic Brascia is the one who made that claim publicly. And while it's, I think it was the Inquirer that reported the story, and they said that they had gotten this story corroborated, talked to other people who said, yeah, that, you know, I didn't see it happen, but it could have happened, and here's some other behavior. On Dr. Oz on Friday, Corey Haim's mom said Dominic is the one who abused her son. So the guy who came, that's what she says. So it would be very interesting if he was accusing Charlie Sheen of something that he'd done himself.
Well, that's a play, isn't it?
It is. There's a woman saying that Richard Dreyfuss exposed himself to her when she worked with him on a TV special in the 80s. He's denying that.
Is the 80s Close Encounters?
This says TV special.
Yeah.
I understand, but that's when he was peaking.
Oh, sure.
Like early 80s? Maybe Close Encounters?
I mean, that's who we're talking about, right?
Right.
The Jaws guy, the Close Encounters guy.
So, Close Encounters of the Third Kind came out in 1977.
Oh,
77. All right. Like around Jaws time.
I remember being a little kid and seeing that in the theater, and it was so loud, but my parents, and we had my little brother there, and he fell asleep. So I sort of vaguely remember.
He would have been an infant, right?
Well, no, not an infant. He would have
77?
Been
77.
Well, how old would I have been at 60? I was born in 69.
Eight.
I'm eight. So my brother would have been.
Oh, your brother Keith.
Right.
I thought you were talking about.
No,
your,
Nick
your baby
hadn't even
brother.
Been born yet. No, Keith would have been six, five.
Tom Wopat, he's Luke Duke.
Yeah.
This is a reference to, remember, I don't know, 3 months ago, we heard that some girl accused him of assaulting her. Yeah, somebody he was working with.
Yeah.
He's pleaded not guilty to that. That's ongoing. And Steven Seagal picked up two new accusers, actress Eva LaRue and some unidentified Hollywood executive who was allegedly abused by him when she was a budding actor. Actress, whatever. And then
he's been in the news for that kind of behavior for a long time.
Well, there are a number of women who've come forward and said his deal was, you know, come to my house at 10 o'clock tonight for a final screen test.
Right.
Yuck. And that's all I've got time for. Maybe we won't have to do any more of it.
Right.
One can hope. What's coming up, Ben?
Getting revenge. Also, Black Friday makes the news and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is sponsored by Pacific Sales. Coming up at 7 o'clock, your chance to win Katy Perry tickets. You need to answer a trivia question to do it.
Yeah.
7 o'clock.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
All right.
Here's what's happening. I'm going to begin with... This is Transgender Awareness Week.
Oh.
What is that?
Yeah, why should
you ask?
What kind of things can we do to show that we're aware?
Well, one of them is for me to read this out loud into this microphone. So that's
sure. Now I'm aware.
It's a beginning for everyone to know that it's Transgender Awareness Week. What is that? It's a time for transgender people and their allies to take action and bring attention to the community by educating the public and advancing the advocacy around the issues of prejudice, discrimination, and violence that transgender people face. So you can go to GLAAD's website to get more info on this. And you can also go to transgender.org as well.
Oh.
So... tell me if you recognize this next song.
Okay. Yeah.
You do?
I do.
I don't at all.
Can you get to the chorus?
It's my first time hearing it.
I know. I know what it is, Vinny, because I heard you, but I never feel like I've never heard this
before.
Yeah,
well, I asked for it, and I don't recognize it. But this is the theme from the Jacques Cousteau show.
Oh, how funny.
Which is a show we've all have some familiarity with. You'd watch the Undersea Adventures.
Let me hear this part. I totally... We all watch that. Do you recognize it a little bit?
Not at all.
Not
nope.
No, not the sound at all.
Yeah, totally. Calypso. That was the name of his boat.
All right. Well, one in a room of five or four or whatever we are now.
We're down a man.
We are down a man. Do we know anything? How's
Kids
he doing?
Seems to be thriving. I saw it with like Instagram.
Oh, the little filter with the sunglasses.
Oh, that's all I've seen,
that's
too.
Cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go sometime this week to go see the kids.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I'm going to go over to their house.
Oh, fun.
Well, anyway, Jacques Cousteau, everyone. I just wanted to bring him up so this next story would make some kind of sense. And Hooman wanted to do it first.
So that he could leave.
Right. So
I didn't plan on
leading with the Jacques Cousteau story. And it's not even about him, really. Okay,
for,
you can pull that down and leave
now.
For
the children, when we were little, there was a show called Jacques Cousteau's like Undersea World or something like that. And it was, you know, we had to watch what was on TV. There weren't a whole lot of choices.
Right.
And it was cool.
It's educational.
Absolutely,
and you'd learn stuff about the ocean. And
the reefs.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that is the lead into the story about Jacques Cousteau's grandson. He's an explorer and an environmentalist. His name's Philippe Cousteau.
Oh. Did he sexually harass someone?
No, he's not among the...
Thank goodness.
The celebrities that have been up to no good. He travels the world, and he says his best tip for staying safe when you're overseas, wear a Rolex.
What?
Wear a Rolex. Now, I don't know if he's sponsored by Rolex or if dad's money is so long. Granddad's money is so long that it's floating the family generations down the road.
So what does he think that'll
Here's
do
why.
For him?
He says no matter where you are, everyone knows Rolexes and knows they're expensive. It makes it like currency. So if you're ever in a dangerous situation, you can barter yourself right out of it with your Rolex.
Oh, so it can save your ass as in, look, I got to go. I'm going to give you this Rolex and you're going to let me walk out that door.
Right.
Can I go find the guy in New York who opens up his jacket and has the whole inside lining filled with fake Rolexes, buy all of those and wear one of those each place I go?
It doesn't say here if the people mugging you or causing you possible harm can tell the difference
between
a fake.
They have one of those eyepiece things where they take a look. Let me have a look at that. Is that for real?
Or they go, this is spelled Rolex. Wait a second.
Right. I don't know. It seems like that could be a worthwhile try,
right.
Although, you know, it is your life, so.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, what does the cheapest Rolex cost? Like, I mean, for most
thousands.
People. Yeah,
I would
for
say,
most people.
I would say the cheapest Rolex, if you bought a new Rolex, the cheapest one would be $3,000.
Oh.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we got ours for just under $6,000 or something like that.
Oh.
The one you got for Johnny V.
We got ours.
Oh.
Right.
The one they have together.
Well, okay. That's, you know, however she wants
it's
to word
his
it.
His is mine.
Right.
Yeah. What about that diamond ring? Is that yours, the two of yours as well?
No, it's ours.
All right.
It's community property.
Anyway, I know that I have bartered myself out of trouble in Mexico many times, so I'm familiar with this.
Sure.
If you're saying that could never happen, I can tell you it absolutely does.
Right.
I only know it from Mexico. I've never done it anywhere else, but we've given shoes, watches, and whatever else we have to get out of trouble. And in some cases, many of the cases, it was fake trouble.
Right.
It was
you ran
just
a stop sign.
That wasn't there.
Right.
Just what are we going to do? Either follow them to the judge, the mysterious judge that's
in the alleyway,
that's around
out in the desert
to judge us right now,
right.
Or give them the stuff they want.
He Give them the stuff they want. So bring extra stuff.
You hand it over.
Right.
I wanted to mention, and this came to me via the football game last night. So I'm watching out of the corner of my eye the Pats beat up on the Broncos. Your Pats won, by the way. And so did the Niners.
I know.
Niners got a
so
win.
Happy. What was the final score in the Niners
31-21 over the Giants
Good
yesterday.
Good job. God, how exciting for you. You got a W.
Well, you know.
Someone had to win, and both teams stink.
That's very true. Actually, I remember saying to you, if there's a chance, this is the one.
Right.
So we got it, everyone. Anyway, while watching the game, there was Joe Biden and Matt Lauer. So I'm all, okay, well, I guess this is Sunday Night Football. It's on NBC. I guess the Today Show's on NBC, right?
Yeah.
That's why Matt Lauer's in, but he's promoting an appearance on Today from Joe Biden, our former vice president, who's written a book, and he's going to be hawking it everywhere.
And was he at the game too, or he?
No, they were in some bar.
Oh,
but that's why I wanted to tell you this story, because there in the bar where they're talking and they're having a chat about how he'll be on the show tomorrow. Everyone, this is during the football game. This
Funny.
Is, you know,
boy, that's some nice cross
prime
promo.
Time. Exactly right. So then in the bar, of course, Biden goes, you know, sorry, Matt goes. So the big question you're going to get. Are you going to be running in, what will it be, 2020? And Biden, you know, all sheepish, all coy. I don't know, guys. What do you think? And the whole bar goes, yeah! I'm like, oh, man.
That wasn't
Get ready for that, everybody. So that's coming your way. And then I read an article where he says, well, you know, we really do want to put someone younger out there on the ticket, but there may not be anybody. So Joe may have to run. Get ready for that, party people.
Yeah, get ready.
This would be his third effort at it, too, by the way, just so you know.
The thing is that he has also been accused of inappropriate behavior.
He's also foot and mouth guy,
He is the king of saying the wrong thing. He makes horrible jokes. There are so many pictures of him, like, giving girls massages on their show. It's like, although... It didn't stop President Trump from getting elected, so.
No, Biden, I remember one time early on as he was the sort of one of the got people running, I thought, I like him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh, he's very likable.
He's a plain talking guy, and he seems real likable. And then he made some joke about Indian people owning 7-Elevens.
Oh.
And I just thought, dude,
yeah, no,
you can't do that. You just can't. I mean,
although the rules about what you can and can't say have changed quite a bit.
Considerably, sure. But anyway, so Biden, everybody, get ready. The tour starts today.
I don't know when Ready Player One came out, but everybody votes online in the far future. Like, I think it's 2050 or something. And I don't know if that came out years and years ago. I'm not sure when that was published.
2011.
Oh, was that all? Well, certainly they
That's
said
fairly recent.
It is actually fairly recent. He said in it, that basically only reality TV stars and other celebrities ever got elected to public office anymore because no one else knew about anybody else because they all lived their life in this online thing. I know. I was, and as I read that, I went, "Oh, it's almost like you saw the future."
Right. It's not that hard to see it. There's all
scary.
Kinds of predictors out there who and people who would say this Trump thing's been coming forever. Anyway, back to something else.
Okay.
The first person is already lined up for Black Friday and has been since last Tuesday.
Oh, for God's sake, get a life.
There's a guy who's already camping out in front of the Best Buy in Laredo, Texas for Black Friday. Apparently, he put his tent down last Tuesday, and so far as we know, he was the first person in the country to start lining up.
So that's 20 days ahead of time, right?
I don't know. He didn't want to be on camera or give his name, but he didn't say what he's hoping to buy.
And they allow him to camp there?
Actually, the first thing that crossed my mind is the people who are homeless here in the Bay Area should go out, sit outside a Best Buy.
So funny. This is their time of year. They can just go, look, I'm here for Black Friday. Oh, okay.
At least for one month until Thanksgiving, you won't get moved.
Right. And then people are so busy during the holidays, you probably won't get moved till New Year's.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 415 says, Louis C.K. carefully worded statement may sound genuinely remorseful, but legally it leaves him in the clear for any criminal charges, as he states all victims gave consent. Yeah, a lot of people tore that dude's so-called admission to pieces.
But it, I
for
felt
multiple
like
reasons.
At least he admitted it. He said, the allegations against me are true.
If he'd stopped there,
that would have been way better.
Close to righteous. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's still also awful for having done it, but that's the way.
I know. What is the way? And these, man, I actually feel bad for anyone who winds up being collateral damage in this whole thing, because I do think that people with a vendetta against someone else are going to be able to make an allegation.
Well, we've
like
already
this
seen
and,
that.
And
someone came
it.
Out and said, oh, and the things Jimmy Kimmel did on The Man Show. And it's like, that was a show.
They were told what they were going to do.
They were hired actors to do the bit that had been written. That's not, I never even watched that show, and I don't care to defend Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know the guy, but I thought those are different, right?
I feel that they are.
So it's already murky in terms of.
But someone could come forward and say something about anyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people would automatically go, yeah. I'm sure that happened, because now is the time to come forward.
Tiffany Haddish was so good on SNL. She fit right in.
She was great. I really enjoyed her and thought, I am so glad that she hosted. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Oh, so did you see Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked it. I watched Taylor as well. She did a good job. Her second song was better than her first.
Taylor who?
Taylor Swift.
She was the musical.
On SNL?
Yeah.
How was she?
I thought she was good. Sarah doesn't like her like I do.
Well, that's true. I don't like her like you
the
do.
The big thing was the microphone was a snake.
Yeah.
That's what everyone's talking
about. I didn't even notice that. I watched both songs.
That up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, let's see. I'm going to start with...
the silence is killing me. It's too loud.
I don't know. It was fine.
Okay.
Man, I've got Tyrese is back.
Oh, good.
I've got the movie, anything to not do more sexual harassment stuff. And hopefully we won't.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.